Blog Talk Radio.
FFA Radio, and I am your host, Diane Berylson, along with our regular hosts, Tamlin Walker and Nance Worms, who will be, Hillary Sinclair will be womaning our chat room, and we're going to listen tonight's show, this month's show, to our flag football players from around the world. And I want to give special thanks to our sponsor tonight, Circle K Stores. Circle K Stores, we love you. And so for the next hour, IWFFA On Air Radio, which comes on every third Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern or longer, depending on how good the show is, listeners can join us in our conversation. Now I'm going to tell you how you can join us, either by using our chat room. You go to our website, IWFFA.com, and you click there on the home page, the second link from the bottom, you'll see IWFFA radio show. Once you click, you're on our radio page, and there you'll see what topics we're going to discuss for the show, and you can click on the link to take you to Blog Talk Radio. And once you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can join us in the chat room and type in your comments, and our chat woman, Hillary Sinclair, will monitor that for us tonight. And so also, if you want to call in, the phone number to phone in and share your thoughts and opinion with us is 347-826-7278. I'm going to say it again. That's 347-826-7278. I want to thank BJ for making the show possible, and Brian tonight, who will be monitoring the show. And we love Women's Football Talk, BJ, and we love her son, Brian. Okay, Tamlin, how are you tonight?
Hello, Diane. Hello, everybody. And I'm doing just great, Diane. Glad to be here. Hanging out still here in Atlanta, Georgia. So hello to everyone. Welcome to Talk Radio.
So listen, how's the... by the way, you don't happen to be behind the computer, Tamlin, are you? Behind the computer?
Yes, I am, Diane.
Okay. Are you are on our chat room. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then you can see that we have a list of listeners joining us in the chat room. I think that's wonderful because Hillary's going to have some action on that chat room tonight. So our topics for the – by the way, how is the weather up there in Georgia? Is it getting hot?
The weather's just great here in Atlanta, and we're probably getting about 90 every day. We had rain finally yesterday, so which made it a lot cooler today. So, you know,
yeah,
we
you
can
have
stay
a,
half of the day.
Do you have a drought, a water drought up there in Georgia?
Oh, man, have we? If you ask me, it seems like it's been at least a month, and my garden's suffering from it. But hope's on the horizon. We're looking for rain a couple more days between now and the end of the weekend. So keep your fingers crossed for us. We do need some water here in Georgia.
Okay. And Hillary Sinclair is up in Canada, and she is from I can't remember what part of Hillary, you can share on the chat room what part of Canada you're from. And what else was I going to say? Oh, Tamalyn. By the way, Key West, we have we've had water shortage now for some months too. So for some months, by the way. But anyway, let's talk to something much more brighter than the water shortage, okay? Listen, tonight we're going to talk about our IWFFA Scandinavian tournaments. And yeah, so you know, we had just this past weekend, we had our tournament in Hjørring, Denmark. It was the 7th annual, and you know what? We have an interview. Now you realize that Scandinavia is 6 hours ahead of us, and
okay.
So time wise, it's about 3:06 a.m. And so we're gonna have to find some really loyal and dedicated Scandinavian flag football players to join us live. We're gonna work on that one, okay, Tammy? Me and you. Next month we'll get a couple of live ones. But anyway, for the time being, though, we've got something that's almost as good, okay? And Brian, if you could, our Pernilla Dahl is IWFFA's new representative for Denmark, you know, and we had asked her a couple of questions, and she has phoned in her answers to our questions. Okay, so Brian, could you play the interview with Pernilla Dahl from Hjørring, Denmark, please? Now, Brian here is BJ's son, and we are so grateful that he's with us. And as he gets
first
that
of all,
tape...
thank you very much for letting me speak here on the IWFFA radio show. As a new thing here in Scandinavia, we are now each year voting for new IWFFA representatives to be in charge of their country's players, teams, and what else that might occur. Here in Denmark, we just held the 7th annual Young Tournament. The tournament was a success. Each team played 5 games, and we had a lot of fun. These teams participated. We had Oslo Tigers, the runner-up from last year's Göteborg tournament. Tigers came 5 players and was divided out on the Varberg team and the Uppsala team. And this was actually a tremendous help to get as many teams as possible on this year's tournament. We had Grimsted, who came in 4th place. This is a very new team, but it's a team full of joy, and they are all around just having fun with the game. And they're getting better for each game. They have a lot of players, and in the future, there will definitely be a hard competition. And Grimsted won this year's Fair Play Award. We had a Varberg who came in 3rd place, which is led by Therese and Lone, who is doing a wonderful job gathering new players and making the team better for each time we meet. Then we had Uppsala, who came in 2nd place, where Heidi and Luisa is doing a great job with these players. And this team is strong and really good, and it is without a doubt one of the teams to beat. And then we had Danish Devils, who was the champions. Again this year, we had new players. Luckily for us, we have a strong base our advantage is that this space has been playing together for many years now, and in my opinion, it makes it easier for new players to join in. So next year, we hope to see some of new faces at Young Tournament, all of you listeners out there. And don't forget the 12th annual Oslo Tournament in Norway at July 2nd and 3rd, and the 11th annual Göteborg Tournament in Sweden at September 3rd and 4th.
Okay, Tamlin. So wasn't that great? That was Pernilla was she was a bit nervous. She told me that she wasn't sure if she could do it, and she did a beautiful job. She gave what a rundown about what's happening over there in Scandinavia. What did you think about what she said?
Absolutely, she said it all. She gave a lot of great information. So
you know what was interesting. You know, it was interesting. No, she wasn't nervous at all. I love the fact that almost everybody speaks English over there. And you know, when I was in Sweden in the early years, it was like I think it was like the late 1990s. I had traveled to Sweden, Sundsvall. That was a city, a town in Sweden, and there was a woman who met me. And she greeted me. She was my contact. When I got off the train station, she was very jolly, and she started, you know, talking to me. And she was this woman from England. And so she's talking away. And finally I asked her, I says, do you know where my Swedish contact is? She says, I am your Swedish contact. I says, are you born in England? She says, no, I'm born in Swedish. So I said, you sound like you're talking English. And she says, but that's, yes, I learned English in my school. So it was like, you know, with the accent, she really threw me off. And so it's interesting when they're from Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, you know, they all have their own dialects. It's really great. But, you know, Tam, did you listen to her verbiage that she used, full of joy? You know, you had four teams that competed in this tournament in Uring, and it is a special tournament because it's very cozy. They have arranged huts for the teams in one area, so they're very close and friendly with each other. And they're happy for each other, whether they win or lose. You know, they are just, they support each other wholeheartedly. It's unbelievable. You wouldn't know that this was a competition. You would thought it was a workshop or something like that. I don't know, something that's more cordial. Not, you know, definitely something that is not winner take all, you know. So
yeah.
Kind of like the loose woman, Tam. You know, you were you had experience that on that flag football field. You know what, it's interesting about these tournaments. You know, you get a whole array of competitors. You have women who play to win, and it is the most important thing for them. And then you have those who are on the complete opposite. They're just happy to be there, you know, happy to breathe the air with all these flag football women. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Just happy to be among some of the greatest female flag football players in the country. So, yes,
yeah.
Every tournament, even if we sign up as loose women, we're just glad to be able to play against them.
Very good. You know what? And you know what else was interesting? You know, it's funny about these tournaments. A lot of times when, you know, I'm signing up teams, the first question is how many teams are in the tournament? Now, this tournament, there was four teams, okay? So they did a round robin. They did playoffs and championship. And so they got at least four games, if not five games. That's a good amount of games in 2-day period. What do you think?
Oh man, yeah, that's crazy for a 2-day period. I tried to hang and do about four games in a 4-day period, and I tell you what,
yeah.
I mean, definitely the athletes are prepared, but if it's hot out, you know, that's some good football. For those that love it, they can do it. They can play four games in 2 days. Those are your real flag football lovers there.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you, Tam, too, that sometimes, you know, so like when we would have like in 2001, we had 49 teams in Key West, the Kelly McGillis Classic, 49 teams. We had to put them in brackets of three. We put them in brackets of four, rather, okay? So just because there's 49 teams or four teams, you know, you're still going to get a good number of games. And we definitely are going to do that. You know, we did something different, well, kind of different at the last Kelly McGillis Classic. We learned from the teams, the highly competitive teams, you know, something that they would much rather prefer is a simple round-robin format. And we'll do that from now on. We're going to continue with a round-robin. Then we'll take the top teams, you know, if it's a bracket of four, two teams, or if it's a bracket of whatever, you know, to give the teams as many games as possible. I see on our chat room, we have Pernilla's on our chat room, but you know what? There's a little icon next to her name, and it looks like she's sleeping. Yeah, that makes sense, because it's about 3:16 in the morning. I think maybe she signed on, like, maybe midnight, and her computer is still on. I still don't know how this works, but anyway, Tamlin. So, you know, so that Euring tournament is these Scandinavian women, they just run the show. And she mentioned, too, we did something for the first time. We had elections, and the IWFFA would like to do this for the American teams, too. It's just that, you know, Scandinavia is just so much more organized for us. So what they, the night before each tournament in Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, there's going to be an election for that country's representative. And, of course, you know, only those women who live in those countries can vote. So they had their first election, and Pernilla Dahl is the new IWFFA representative for Denmark. And it was Rikke Sørensen who has handed the gavel over to Pernilla. So, and we know that Pernilla is a great speaker. Uh-huh. So that's wonderful, you know, so we can get all the women become more involved, which as they should, in elections, you know, because, you know, elections are powerful. So anyway, do we have anything on our chat board, I wonder? Tam, do you see anything on our chat board?
Well, not as of yet. We do have our guests in, and just looks like everybody's just hanging out a little bit.
Okay. So, you know what else I would be interested to for tonight's show? We have... on our website, were you able to see the website on the IWFFA for our radio show? Because there's a special link. Uh-huh.
Yes, there is. There's
and
a special link in our chat room.
There is a. Oh, on our chat room, there's a special link.
Well, to join us. What special link were you speaking of, Diane?
Okay, IWFFA Radio. Okay, and it tells you about tonight's show. Our sponsor tonight is Circle K. We're going to talk about the Scandinavian tournaments, interviews with Pernilla, who we just heard from, and Renat Avik from Norway. That's a really nice interview we're going to listen to very shortly. But there's something else on the IWFFA radio page.
Well,
right,
we have a promotional tour coming up in July and August.
We do.
And there's an upcoming tournament also in July that is, I don't have that right in front of me, but the July, first week of July, that also is in Scandinavia?
Yes. Yes, Oslo, okay. Norway. And you know what? And you know what? That might be a good segue to our next interview. This woman, we're going to hear from Renat Avik from Norway, all right? I'm going to let us listen to her interview. And what happened was I had phoned these women, not Pernilla, but Rigmor and Renat, were two women from Norway I phoned in for interview. Tamlin, they were phenomenal interviews. You wouldn't believe the content, the message that these women shared. It should be a documentary for the IWFFA, the essence of what we stand for. Unfortunately, something is wrong with my phone. I don't know if it's my the company I have. I really shouldn't say the name of the company. Well, I'm really upset because they were beautiful interviews. So what we had to do, I had asked Pernilla to phone in because of the situation. That's why she had it was done the interview the way it was. And Renat has done the same thing. I've asked if she could have someone answer a few questions. So, Brian, if you could put Renat Avik from Norway up so our listeners can hear the interview. Her father is going to ask her some questions. Now, he may not be heard so clearly, but let's listen to what Renat Avik has to say from Norway, and then I'll lay it afterwards. Okay, Tamlin? So this is about a 9-minute piece. Listen, she's
okay.
Really, really interesting.
Okay, Diane.
Hi, this is Renate Avik from Norway. Because of the time difference, the show would air at about 3 a.m. in the morning, so we have recorded it, and you will hear it now. Because of the time difference again, Diane couldn't ask me questions, so I've asked my father to ask me the questions. First of all, I'm just going to say a little bit about myself. My name is Renate. I'm a 16-and-a-half-year-old student from Norway. I played flag football about 1 or 2 months. And, yeah.
Hi, let's start the interview then. How did you find out about flag football?
I went to a club for kids with disabilities. I were a leader there, and I met a coach for the local flag football team. She talked about flag football, and it sounded like a really interesting sport, so I joined the first practice, and I loved it.
How was your first practice like?
Well, at the first practice, the coach who was really kind to me, her name is Åse Mari Flåt. She taught me the basics, how to throw a ball and catch it and run with it and the basic rules. And it was really nice to just learn the basics and just get to know the sport. And I fell in love with this and have gone to practices ever since.
What's the difference from other sports?
Well, I think the main difference is that you have to really trust your your other players, because when you get the ball, you have to run, and you have to have other people to block in front of you so that you can run a long distance, run a lot of yards. So you have to really trust the other players, your teammates, and I think that's really the difference from other sports like soccer and handball, because then you can just run to the goal. But here you have to have other players to help you get to the yards.
Tell us about the Grimstad Octopuses.
Well, Grimstad Octopuses is the team in Grimstad in Norway. It's been a team for about a year, and we are about 16 players with the age difference from, I think it's about 9 years old to 40 or something. And we're just really a good team. We support each other and help each other out. We even won the Fair Team Award in the tournament that was in Jøring in Denmark last weekend. And that was because we are the team that dances in the middle of the game and are the most happy and smiling team. And we're really happy that the people see that we love this sport. We are happy when we play the sport.
Okay, on the last radio show, Renata had sent in a mail on the documentary, Not Just a Game, by Dave Zirin. I'll read her mail and she'll comment what she wrote. Okie doke. After seeing the documentary, I have to say I'm happy. I live in the country where women are allowed to do sport. I also believe that there still is a lot of people...
Yeah, who thinks that women can't do sport without wearing a bikini and doing cheerleading? Well, what I mean about that is that there's a lingerie league in America, and I think that's really like sad because they see that women are doing lingerie sports when I think that they don't take the women seriously. Like the men who watch the sports probably just watch it because they are wearing underwear, and instead of watching what they can do, their skills. And then I said, that's just sad. We women can do sport. We can run, play basketball, swim, and even do football. Maybe not as good as men, but we do it our way. What I mean with that is that we're different from men. We aren't as tall and big as the men, but we can still do sports, but we do it differently. We have to adapt the sport to us, and that's really important. And I think that it's important. I think that the work of IWFFA is important to the women. IWFFA proves that women can do sports that were previously only men's sports. Great. So we can really do sports, even though some people probably don't think that we can do it. We really can do it. No matter what background, life experience, or sexuality, IWFFA accepts every woman, and you get a great solidarity with your team. There are only a few teams in Norway. There should be more. Flag football teams remains under IWFFA should be all over the world. What I mean with that is that IWFFA really respect every woman. They take every woman under their wings. Like, if you're lesbian or just anything, you know, you can become a member of IWFFA. IWFFA respects every woman, and that's really important. Because in many sports, they really are, some of the people are really homophobic, and that's really sad. Grimst Octopuses and IWFFA has done a lot for me in the short time I've been a member. I see myself different, I've made new friends, and I'm changed for life. What I mean with that is IWFFA and Team Grimst Octopuses, which I play for, has done a lot for me. I've gained more confidence, I've got a lot of new friends, and I really have fallen in love with the sport. This is not only a sport, this is a friendship. A way to show people that women can do sports, we can do football. IWFFA have shown me that, and I'm grateful for that. And I can't wait to keep doing the sports I've fell in love with for a long time. Politics are a part of everything, even sports. Sports have been a part of changing the world, and it will keep doing it for a long time. IWFFA is making a change for the world. They are helping to show that we women can do things that men are doing. And it's okay to have different sexuality and be different. I think it's really great what IWFFA is doing to make flag football go out in the world. Because it's really important for women to learn this leadership you get. And you really get more tougher because you have to go against each other. You have to run against other women and not hit them down, but you have to help your other teammates. When they get the ball, you have to block it away so that they can run and we can get a lot of yards. And So it's really important, the things that you learn in the flag football. And I think that's important, an important experience to bring with you on your life. So with that, I just want to thank my dad, even though he couldn't finish the show with some problems. And I just want to say to all you players out there, keep doing what you do, and goodbye from Norway.
Woof. Wow. You know, Tam, that piece last month, prior to the show, I had emailed players asking if they would like to send their comments into that wonderful documentary by Dave Zurich. And this young player, she just joined the team. She wrote that phenomenal piece about empowerment, women, and et cetera, et cetera. And she really got my attention. So Renat and I have been going back and forth, emailing, and then we had a nice conversation. And we are fortunate now that Renat has joined our committee for the IWFFA, who's going to help take IWFFA to the next level. So what did you think about that piece, Tamlin?
I thought that was awesome. Renat, she's just 16 years old.
16 and a half.
Yeah. Just what the doctor ordered, just what IWFFA ordered. So,
what I'm impressed about, I guess, because I'm an organizer, because and you know, when I go over there for these tournaments, these women, you know, like this team, the Grimstad Octopussies, you know, and you know, they get their name because there's 8 players on the field and 8 arms on the octopus, okay? So, but anyway.
There's so much about this team
you know, it's funny. Every time I say that name, Octopussy, I always feel like I have to explain how they got their name. But anyway, no, listen, they were so happy. They came in, they didn't win. However, they got the Fair Team Award, and they are the happiest campers you ever saw in your life. Unbelievable.
They're on their way.
You know, yeah, but that's what's, you know, I really wish, like, these American women would go over to these Scandinavian tournaments and understand a different level of what we're doing. You know, it's not just throwing the ball around. It's teaching these leadership skills that the girls and the women can use in other parts of their life. And so, anyway, so I just thought, how refreshing. I love these Scandinavian teams, and the tournaments are just so much fun. You know, we had last year in Oslo, there was, again, there were 4 teams, but this was the first tournament that the Grimstad Octopussies entered, and they didn't have enough players. So we almost didn't have them compete. And it was this Swedish woman, Lisa Berg from Uppsala, who says, but we can loan them players when we're not playing. And the other teams, right away, they said the same. Sure, we could loan them our players. This is how it is, Tam. I guess it's almost like, you know, the same feel for the loose woman, you know? Anyway, so that was Renat. And I think how do you rate her father's interview from 1 to 5?
He started the ball rolling. Made it real interesting.
You know what? Maybe we should try to get him to stay awake till 3 a.m. If we can get him on the show, we'll do him live. But he did.
So they got some really great parental support too, in the other countries. You know, like Scandinavia, Canada, especially with Hillary, and.
Yeah.
The parents really support these kids, man, and with that, the sky is the limit. They're great athletes. They're well-spoken. They're leaders. And then with our young lady athletes, they recognize the need for women's sports on a greater, you know, spectrum, you know, flag football, so on and so forth.
Tam, you just said something that I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, here in the States, I don't know. I know here in where I'm living in Key West, Florida, it's a tourist town, and everybody's working 2 or three jobs. It's nuts. Tamlin, when I catch myself, I'm doing the flag football and I'm doing, you know, my other jobs, and it's nuts. And I think our pace over here in the States, we go so fast. And, you know, I'll talk for myself. You know, I go so fast sometimes. How much am I really taking in? And over here in these countries, like you said, the parental support. Yeah, I don't know if my parents have passed away, but, I mean, to have her father read the questions, you know, I can imagine a lot of parents saying, sorry, I have no time. And allowing their daughters to play this game that must seem strange to them, you know, it is another world over in these other countries. I think their lives are more sane. What do you think?
Absolutely, and they take the time. And just what a great father-daughter interview. That's just one for the record books. That was awesome.
You know, Mexico, I wonder what their pace is like. That's going to be a great tournament. I know you're dying to go over there. You have said, you didn't say in this show, but you've said in all the other shows, that's the one tournament you definitely want to go to. And it'll be interesting, you know, their lifestyles, to see how they live, because I think that really has an effect on quality of life. I don't think people should really work more than, you know, 50 hours is plenty. Anything more than 50, you're really overdoing it. And it really, I think if you have children, but listen to me, you know, and then the reality is you got to pay the bills. So there you go. But anyway, so, yeah, so you think maybe you're going to make one of these Scandinavian tournaments one day?
Absolutely, Diane. I want to play in all as many countries as I can, and maybe it's definitely on my list. Want to learn from those girls and just play with them, and it's just so much to learn. Just like when I was playing with Hillary in Key West, you know, when we weren't playing football, these girls were showing me rugby. So I would have never had the opportunity to learn rugby, you know, and they play that in off season when they're not playing flag football or she's not, you know, doing Olympic training or what have you. So it's so much to learn from each other. Everybody brings something to the table. Everybody's ready to share it, whether Allison Woods is showing me how to do the swim move, you know, in the restaurant line, you know, it's just, you can't get enough, you know. You're always going to pick something up. Somebody's always going to share something to make you a better athlete, a better flag football player, because, you know, that's what we do. We help each other.
Well, you know, and thank you, period. You know, that's the essence of the IWFFA. You know, we are not just a sports organization. We really are a female empowerment, girls and women. And by that being our philosophy, wanting to teach these skills to the girls and the women makes us very different, I think, from all the other safe flag football tournaments out there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get the point.
Yes, I do. I was wondering if I could again congratulate you, Coach. Your young girls team, girls' night out, of course, won Division I young girls championship at the 20th annual Kelly McGillis in Key West. And your article also was in Forward Pass issue, our spring issue, and you talked about how, you know, you had to discipline these girls, but not too soft and not too hard. And to go, I think you said, from, you know, like no wins to a championship in a couple of years, just the connection and the communication you have with those girls is awesome. I've seen you in action. So if you would just tell us a little bit about that, maybe some coaches are listening out there or some big sister programs or, you know, somebody's trying to put some girls' team. What is it? How did you do that, you know?
That team in particular was a very special group of girls, because we had I've had them since they were 8 years old, which is a very young age, and the level of maturity is, you know, you're dealing with eight-year-olds. And for them to understand what's going on and for you to get their attention is the big challenge. So the first 2 years was very rough. And this year, too, it was starting to get a little rough, too. And my time was limited this year, so there was a big difference in my decision-making on how to coach this particular group of girls. And I wanted to send a strong message to them. And so what I did was, there was one practice that we had. It was pretty crucial because time was nearing. The team really needed to get prepared for the tournament. What I wanted was, in our girls' division, coaches are allowed to get on the field and be in the huddle with their teams or on the defensive side of the field and to help their players, tell them what to do. I didn't want that for my girls. I want my girls to be leaders. I want them to call their own plays and to know what they're doing. And to learn one play throughout the whole game is enough. And so that's what we were practicing, this one particular practice. And there was one player who was starting to get edgy, starting to get attitude and not giving me her full and making it difficult because now she's starting to rub off the other players, and I can't have that. So I was very dramatic. You know, Kelly McGillis would be proud of me. I made it very clear. I said, okay, this is it. You know, we've got a tournament. You need to learn two plays, boom, 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 and that's it. And I said, anybody who doesn't want to be on the team can just go off the team. I have no patience, no time. This is it. I'm going to ask you to leave. And sure enough, you know, we start another drill, and there's one girl who starts slowing down, and she comes to a full stop. So in the real world, she, you know, she's asking for something. She either wants attention, she's tired, she's bored, but I have no time for this. So I use her, and she's my little sacrificial sheep. And here's where the acting comes out, and I say, off the field now. And she looked stunned, man. Not only her, but the other girls. They were like, what? And that was it. I said, off. And I continued coaching. And she stood there, and I says, did you hear me? I said, you have to go off the field. And she starts to cry. And she says, but I want to play. I says, but you're not playing. And I said, that's it. Now I have to go back to the rest of the team so that we can get ready for the tournament. She went off the field, and, Tam, it was really hard, man. I felt like crying. I really did. And I had to get back with the team. I had to not even think about her, you know. She kept popping in my head. I had to keep focused on the other girls. And sure enough, let me tell you, everybody was real serious. It was a really good practice. And at the end, everybody asked, you know, the rest of the girls asked, you know, is she going to be allowed on the team? I says, maybe next year. So these girls, something happened, Tamalyn, and so I felt bad. I mean, on so many different levels, something really did happen on so many different levels. So I go home, and I feel like a piece of nothing, you know. I feel really bad. This is one of the girls I had. This was the third year I had her. I know her family. I know her, and, you know, she's really not a bad kid, but anyway. So a few days later, you know, we have a water boy for the team. The water boy comes to my house. Well, he's riding his bicycle by my house, and we stop to talk. He's just 8 years old. And he asked if she's really going to be off the team. And I says, well, yeah, that's it. And he was thinking, it was adorable. I mean, I could really see, like, he was really thinking about it. And he says, well, I can understand why you can't have her on the team. And I says, well, and then we got a little bit of conversation. And then I said to him, you know what? Your job as a water boy is really important, but I think maybe we're going to give you another job. I says, if you'll take on this responsibility, I forget the words, Tamalyn, I forget exactly what I said to him, but I said to him, I'm going to let you decide about this girl. I want you to decide. I want you to go home, think about it, and tell me if you think we should take her back or keep her off. Because actually, this kid was probably on the fence. He could have gone either way, keeper or taker, you know. So the next day he comes to my house, knock, knock, knock. There he is. And he says, I've decided. And I said, okay. You had to picture this moment. It really was a Kodak moment, you know. So actually, listen, Kodak moment, man, that's a thing of the past. But, you know, anyway, so he says, listen, Coach Diane, he says, I really think she should play for the team because then she could show the other girls that even if you're bad, you can be a good player. And I thought, wow, that's really smart, you know. And also I thought, wow, she can play. Now, I don't know. You think I kind of like shied away at that moment? So she, at end of the story, she was allowed to play. I spoke to her parents. I spoke to the rest of the team. The next practice she came to, she was like the Flash. She was like really, really, really into it. She was really pushing it, and she made an impression on me and the rest of the team. But you think I caved in, Tam? What do you think?
Absolutely not. That's one of the greatest stories out there right now. And just think about that young man who at 8 made an executive decision that you honored. That also went a long way. So it was a win-win situation. And like I said, I saw those girls in action in February. And lastly, that young lady, was she one of your more athletic players?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was great.
But no, she
win-win
wasn't.
Win-win for everybody.
And, no, but she wasn't. But you know, Tam, but that's the whole thing about the IWFFA. It doesn't matter if you are such a great athlete or not. You're on the team. And but you got to be part of the team. You can't go against the team, you know. And but for that reason, so it didn't matter. You know what, Pam, even Tamlin, if she was the best quarterback, the best receiver, the best anything, it still wouldn't have mattered. She would have been my sacrificial lamb. And but I think I was lucky because during the tournament she continued. She was really great. Her behavior, she was into it as a team player, and that's what it's all about, you know. By the way, Waterboy, his name is Ray Pierre. And adorable and 8 years old. And that story, by the way, is in the spring issue of our Forward Pass magazine. That you've written some great stories for Tam, and thank you for asking me that question. So we had Renat, we had Pernilla. Our tournament, by the way, next coming up is going to be in. You were right. It's in July. It's in Oslo, Norway, July 2nd. To the 3rd, okay? And then in Sweden, our tournament is September 3rd and 4th. That's hosted by IWFFA, hosts the Oslo Norway tournament. And the Gothenburg tournament is hosted by the Gothenburg Angels. That's the 11th annual. That's September 3rd to the 4th. Our oldest tournament is that Norwegian tournament in Scandinavia, 12 years. 12 years we've been out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I see myself at one. It's not this year, definitely next year. I think that's going to start my, you know, being a well-rounded female flag football player. And, yes, all tournaments that are sanctioned play with IWFFA rules. And, hey, can't go wrong there.
Now, the rules are, I had a great conversation with a woman, Candy, from Washington, D.C. or Virginia. She's going to start up a girls' flag football. And just by having that conversation, she explained to me that the 8-on-8 rules are becoming very popular in that region. That was interesting, not just for girls, but for boys, too. So these 8-on-8 rules, you know what's great? What I really love about it is that you can include all types of children and women. If you can't catch, if you can't throw, if you can't run, if you can't block, if you can't grab a flag, there's still a position for you. So that's something that is really great about these rules. Now, I meant to ask you, you got your passport? Tamalyn, you got a passport?
Ooh, I've been getting away with my passport card. But, yeah, I'm supposed to be taking a cruise to Belize. So I think either my passport card is going to get me through, or I know I'm going to need it for Scandinavia. I know that that's a given. But
I would suggest you start getting that application and getting those photos and getting that passport paperwork ready. Because you never know, Pam.
You know what? I really, well, one of the main things I told you about going to Mexico City, you know, this year, hopefully next year. Number one is just, you know, if you can just play with Eduardo for a little bit, just,
yeah,
like be on his team and just gather some of that great football knowledge and the skills and everything that he disperses to those girls. You know, they got two teams. The young girls team, they got the women's team. There's a lot of parental support going on in Mexico City too, especially for them to have the young girls, the teams going on there. So first and foremost, and then their quarterback on the Vaqueros, she was our Porter Wilson winner.
She was the sportswoman of the year for 2010
woman of the year.
In North American region. Uh-huh.
That's,
yeah,
right.
What an arm. What a... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, man, I just like to, and those guys are approachable. They're, you know, they're nice, and just be willing to let you tag along, you know. And
listen, you were talking about Eduardo Lopez Barrientos, the coach, who brought so many women's and girls' teams to the Kelly McGillis Classic, excuse me, and they were championship teams. I mean, something, and he also, under his coaching, they the World Challenge game, not this year, but the last year, you know, the American women are, many of them are the top players, okay, skill-wise. But last year, it was the international team. It was a combination of women from, you had Canada, Mexico, Finland, Sweden last year playing, and they won. They won the World Challenge, and he was the coach. So that was interesting, you know. That,
was that the year
I
that they won by 1 point?
That's right. That's right.
The international women beat USA by 1. I had to do my, I'm just a rookie,
yeah,
but I have to do my homework, Diane, you know.
Good
and,
girl.
Yeah. I'm sure that was just quite interesting, and I believe that young lady, she was a quarterback for the international team.
Valerie Martinez.
Back from Mexico City. Can't think of her name.
Valerie Martinez. And by the way, IWFFA Sportswoman of the Nordic region was Kristen Lervik, and you could see all of our annual, our Sportswomen of the Year awards at the IWFFA website. You have a whole list of them, and then they're they got some photos in the background. It's really nice. I tell you, a lot of work has gone into the IWFFA website. It's still not complete. There's still some holes in it, but a lot has been filled in, and we've got a lot of lists of awards from women throughout all the years, All-Stars, MVPs, team rankings, et cetera, et cetera. Now, listen, Tam, I asked you a question in the beginning of the program, and I we probably have maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes left. I'm not sure, but I asked you if you saw something interesting on the front page of our radio page for the on our website. You didn't see a little video there?
Okay, of Kate Clinton?
Yeah!
Yeah. Yes, the video that made the IWFFA. Absolutely. That's the special treat that's on the radio page on the website.
That's it. Let me tell you, you can see it on the radio page. You can see it on the Kate Clinton Classic P-Town tournament page. Listen, this woman, remember she did that interview with us, our namesake for our P-Town competition, Kate Clinton. She's a whip. She's a very strong woman. She's political. She's funny. And she did a special video for us. And I don't think we should say anything else, Tamlin. I think we should just point listeners in the direction of our website and check out this really great video that Kate Clinton did for the IWFFA. Have you seen it, by the way? I guess you're looking at it right now. Have you seen the Kate Clinton classic, Tam? Okay. So I don't see where until Tam comes back, I'm just going to explain a few other things for our listeners out there, that the next tournament coming up is going to be the Oslo, Norway tournament. It'll be July 2nd and 3rd in Oslo, Norway. Our tournament for Chicago during Pride Week, we have postponed that. We were looking for 10 teams. We did not get 10 teams. I'm sorry. So that event is going to wait till next year. And if we get the 10 teams, we have the competition. And then also what's going on is our promotional tour. We are signing up right now. July is pretty much filled, but we have the month of August. For any groups out there who would like the IWFFA to come to them, it's a 3.5-hour intensive flag football training to teach beginners, experienced players. It's not just to teach players, but it's also we can offer officiating and coaching clinics as well. And I would like any group out there interested to contact the IWFFA. And so I have 4 minutes left. I think I'm going to give special kudos to Circle K Stores for being our sponsor for this month's radio show. Thank you so much, Circle K. Very wonderful and generous of you. And, oh, Tam, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I couldn't hear you for a little bit. What happened to you?
Oh, I muted myself.
Oh. You muted yourself, and I went the complete opposite. I went on Diane's speed voice. I was just going, rolling a mile a minute here. I was just giving our listeners, but I was just explaining that tournament in Chicago. You know, we wanted to have 10 teams. We didn't get 10 teams, so we're postponing it till next year for that Chicago Pride competition. And that was supposed to have taken place the end of this month, sorry to say. But you know what? That P-Town, the Kate Clinton P-Town Classic is, we have started to get a lot of inquiries. I've actually got 4 teams already who've said they want to go in for sure. I just have to explain, for that event, Tamlin, and you wanted to go to that tournament too, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah, me and you. Listen, we're going to definitely be there. It's a great place. It is a smaller version of Key West. It is the atmosphere is very friendly. You know, you got good teams. That Rhode Island team last year was phenomenal, the team to beat. And I would put any top flag football team against them. They were – so it's a high level of competition, too, as well as social teams. Please sign up for that as soon as if you're really serious, get your act together, because we're going to definitely do a cutoff. I think 8 teams might be the max. It's one field in a 2-day competition, so we might limit it to 8 teams, and we've already got 4 teams telling us, yeah, they wanted to come in for sure. So,
okay.
And then there, and then we've
got that's another team, so that's 5.
Say again?
The Loose Women's Team, that'll make 5.
A Loose Women's Team, we always offer for every tournament the Loose Women's Team.
You be playing this year for Loose Women?
Yeah, always. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Coach.
Yeah, Tamlin, you can head that team, okay? You could be the head loose woman. Head loose woman. Uh-huh. So
I have 2 T-shirts under my belt, so I'm collecting them.
Good girl.
Two new swimming t-shirts, yeah.
Very good, very good. I'm proud of you, Tam. You really have excelled from that first experience. I'll never forget you before the game, and here you are today. You are a leader. You are a committee member and just doing so much for the flag football. You know, you during the girls, you gave such a great interview. You were a wonderful MC at the Kelly McGillis Classic 20th. That was you are really a firecracker.
That was my birthday present, just to call those games in the announcers booth for the girls' game. So, yeah, I had the privilege of calling your championship game, I believe. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Girls are Division One, right?
The girls?
Yeah, your girls are Division One. Your girls team?
No, they're Division Two. They are
they're
lower. They were the younger girls. They
okay.
were the 8-year-olds to 11. Okay.
Mm. And next month, I'm gonna put you on the spot again. You know what I'm interested in? Because I like this, like talking to you on the radio. I get to ask you all the questions I would ask you, but, you know,
yeah.
I just get to sit and listen to you. But, you know, you also talked about a forward pass again about the women's style of football playing. So
yeah.
I would like for you to elaborate on that for us maybe next month and the difference and how you were taught, you know, a male's way, a tackle, and, you know, it's a difference and so on and so forth. So.
Okay.
I put all of that, you know, in my little memory bank, and I never know when I may need it. So I appreciate
okay.
you sharing all that with us.
I'm happy to answer any questions, anything for girls and women's flag football, that's for sure. And thank you. And you know what? Our listeners can jump the gun, though. They can pick up the spring issue of the Forward Pass from our website under the link About Us. That's a very big link. It does. It's the second from the top, About Us, on our homepage, IWFFA.com. And there is so much information. You have the list of the IWFFA sportswomen for the North American and the Nordic regions for so many past years. You have the ranking of teams nationally and internationally. You've got Porter Wilson Awards, et cetera, et cetera. So they can download the last, all of every Forward Pass issue, which has some really great stories. I think especially the last two editions, Tam, you and Nance, Georgianne Lewis. We've had Rigmor Bronx. We had some other great writers submit stories to us. That Dr. Brown, her health section for the Forward Pass. She's always interesting to read. So, but I don't know what for tonight's show for the June on air with radio, IWFFA Radio. Do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, Diane, it's been very good as usual. Enjoyed it.
Okay, I just want to thank you, Tamlin, for being our co-host. You and I, we're a team. And I just should explain to everyone, our chat room we had difficulties with. We're going to work on it. Hillary Sinclair has been texting me during the show trying to get the chat room working. But we will try to figure out what... the problem was, let's see, there is some message here on the chat room. Huh. Okay, I can't. You know what, that's why we got Hillary in charge of the chat room, because it's too much for me. I can't read and talk and think at the same time. Anyway, listen, I want to thank, it's time for our end of the show announcements. Okay, Tam? I want to let our listeners know that our regional tournament's coming up. The results for the Joring Denmark are up on our website. Just click on that link under tournaments. Oslo, Norway is just around the corner, July 2nd to the 4th. Our newest IWFFA committee member, Renat Avik, she has her page up on our committee, which is under our organization, which you can find under About Us. that link I was telling you about that was filled with so much information. Many, many thanks to Circle K for being our sponsor this month. And, you know, we invite other businesses, groups, individuals to become sponsors for the IWFFA monthly radio show. It doesn't cost much, and you're supporting an organization that supports girls and women's flag football. Just email the IWFFA. Our address is IWFFA@IWFFA.com. Our promotional tour, we would love to come to your city. We have, it's a two-month promotional tour. July is filled. August is open. Just email us. I gave you our address. And for anyone wanting equipment, we flag a tag belts and flags. We really support our members. We offer the belts and flags at very, very low prices. You can't beat our prices. $60 a dozen. That is cheap. And for anyone wanting IWFFA all leather football with our logo on it, it's a Wilson TDJ premium all leather grade football that we sell for $35 each. Cheap, good quality. We make everything affordable. And don't forget, for those of you who don't have your passports, get your passports, because not only those Scandinavian tournaments, but we've got that great Mexican tournament coming up. That's going to be the last one at the end of the year. Tam, I think I'm going to go with you. You want to go together?
Let's do this, Diane. Let's go head on over there and hang out, play some football.
A week or two. You know what's really nice about that Mexican tournament is that there's package deals for airfare, hotel, registration, all in one. Is that nice? Now, listen, the biggest announcement I want to make to everybody is that we have a new site for the 21st Kelly McGillis Classic, and we're going to broadcast it at next month's On Air with IWFFA Radio. Tam, listen, thanks so much for joining us this month.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank Pranila Dahl. I want to thank Renat Avik. Her father, you did a great job interviewing her. And Rigmore Brox, we'll get you on next month. The poor thing, that was one of the great interviews that didn't record so well. Nance Werns couldn't be with us this month, but she'll join us again next. And Hillary Sinclair, we're going to get that chat room buzzing for you. Get ready. All right, everybody out there, have a wonderful month of June. And we will see you for July. Take it easy now.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye, Tim. Good night.